Well, good morning. It's good to see everybody. We want to welcome all of you this morning, and it's good to keep seeing the house filling up every Sunday. And as I had shared last week, we're going to be trying to group everybody in because we're expecting a pretty full place in by family groupings and stuff like that. And if we get people in family groupings, then we may open up a few of the areas, some of the rows that we've had closed off, as long as it's family within those areas. And but it's so good to see all of you. We want to welcome you on this Passion and Palm Sunday, and we are glad that you're with us this morning. And we want to welcome all those that might be listening later on through the internet, through the website. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking in the message about what does it mean to be shaped by Christ's story. We think about that last week and what he did and everything. So let's begin this morning by standing together and joining and singing our Gloria Patri. Join together there for our call to worship. Wave your branches high. Let me see them this morning. Wave your branches high. Jesus is coming. Spread your garments on his path. Let us open wide the gates of our hearts. Hosanna to the Son of David. Well, let's join together there. We're going to be singing this morning. That's hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor, hymn number 218. We're going to be singing the first and second and third three verses of it this morning. You can follow along on the PowerPoint. Let's join together this morning for our opening prayer. God of glory, blessed is your Son, Jesus, and blessed is your holy name. As we celebrate your presence with palms and praises, guide us to live your teachings, even when the path is painful and difficult. May your presence flow through us as we worship, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated, and we are going to sing our next hymn this morning. We will glorify the chorus there, and we're going to be singing three of the verses, 1, 3, and 4, and you can use your palms this morning again as we sing it. We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to Him we give. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Who is the great I Am? I had to get a picture when I saw all those palms waving this morning. I'm going to invite our kids to come forward this morning, if they would.
We got lots of them this morning. Oh, it's so good to see all of you guys this morning. Hey, so I have a question for you. You have to think a little bit here. So, when you want somebody to tell you the truth about something, what do you say to them? Okay, so you may just say, tell me the truth, you know? What else might you say? This might be a little hard for some people. Let me ask the adults and see if they can think of anything. So if you want somebody to tell you the truth about something going on, what might you say, an expression you might say?
Don't lie.
What? Don't lie. Oh, don't lie to me, yeah, well, that could be true, yes.
Cross your heart,
hope not. It's okay, yeah, some people may say that. What else?
Be honest.
Be honest, there you go, yes. Oh, yeah, pinky promise, yeah, yeah. What else? Maybe I'll draw this from the 70s a little bit. Level with me, man, level with me. Yeah, there might be, you know, when you want somebody, they used to say when they wanted somebody to tell you, you know, maybe something's been going on and you're not sure what's happening, you're like, hey, tell me the truth here, what's going on, level with me. You know, maybe a friend at school has been kind of like mean, or maybe not talking to you that day, and you wonder what's going on, and you're like, what's up? You know, what's going on? Why are you treating me that way? You want to find out, don't you? And sometimes that can happen. Well, that happens in life a lot. Sometimes we just want to know what's going on. Maybe we don't know. Maybe somebody's been keeping something from us and we want to know the truth. Well, Paul today, in our reading there, that comes from Philippians chapter 2, when he talks about Jesus and what Jesus did for us, it's like he leveled with all of those people at the church at Philippi. And he said, listen, I'm going to tell you the way it is. And then he goes on to say, he says he, everybody's talking about Jesus. Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Now, we're celebrating today, aren't we? Waving our palms, because it's Palm Sunday, but it's also Passion Sunday. It's also the Sunday that we remember what Jesus did. He began the week with Palm Sunday when he rode the donkey into Jerusalem. And then a little bit later on, he meets with his disciples for the last time and teaches them. He washes their feet. He also has the Last Supper with them, which we celebrate when we take communion together. And we kind of do it in the way that we do it, that he taught us. And then he ends up facing his accusations and his arrest. Now, nobody wants to get arrested, do we? Nobody wants to go to jail. But that's what happened. And then Jesus gave his life for us on the cross. That's not the end. And I'm not going to get into that now, because we'll get into that next Sunday when we talk about Easter and why we celebrate it together. But we remember all of this because Jesus was willing to follow the path that God had for him. And sometimes following God's path, we love it when it's joyful and blessings and all of that. But sometimes it can be difficult. Sometimes life can be difficult. You know that, don't you? You know sometimes when you go to school and you got that really hard spelling test coming up and you forgot to study the night before? Oh my gosh, I'm going to fail it. I'm not going to do good. But sometimes you do good anyways. Maybe not as good as you wanted to. But we sometimes face difficult things in life. And that means we have to keep pressing through them. And that's what Paul talks about, that Jesus went through his suffering and death and came out the other side, which next Sunday we will celebrate as Easter for resurrection. So remember that whatever happens in life, whatever you're facing, you just got to keep going. And as I talked about last week, God is there to help us go through whatever we're going to go through. Sometimes we've got to pray through it to get through it. Say, God, help me. Can you say it? Can everybody say it together? Ready? 1, 2, 3. God, help me. Yes, God, help me. And God did do that for Jesus, too. Okay, you can go on downstairs, and we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share before we go to prayer this morning. Someone this morning. Joys or concerns? Yes. Okay, lots of them there. I wasn't sure, is every one of those you want prayed for? Some of them you shared about being home, so I didn't know which one. I know I heard Helen, and we know about that. And you said Vivian?
Yeah.
Vivian is in the hospital, the 1.5-year-old?
Well, she was unconscious, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's serious. It's very serious. She's a baby.
Okay. Someone else there then?
Yeah.
John Taylor. John Taylor, okay. He's recovering then?
Yeah, he's got as much pain as he's dead.
Okay. Okay. I think I got all those. And then for Betty, too, we want to continue praying for her. And then Betty here.
Tumor and it's causing paralysis, and we'll pray that it would. I pray
Okay, Barb. Okay, so we want to remember her. Okay. Yeah, he's at the Methodist Church in Sydney, so yeah. Yep, so we want to remember Barb in our prayers then with a tumor on her spine. Someone else? Anybody else this morning? Yeah. Yes, I was going to Well, the couple times I tried to call her, she was always doing something. Well, I can't talk right now. And she sounded in a lot better spirits than the last time. And also, remind me, I want to tell you about something, because they've been finding out that people that had COVID and have some lingering effects, when they get the vaccines, that the vaccine starts to fix their long-term effects. Okay, good. So maybe that is beginning to help then, because they've been documenting that and what's been going on there. So someone else, go ahead.
Well, Bonnie starts her diet today. So for the next 2 days, she's going to eat only fruit and vegetables.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. I'm sure Dana, yeah, I was going to say, you're going to love that, aren't you? You'll have her meal and my meal. And yes, but we definitely want to keep Bonnie in your prayers. She's on that new medication. God worked that all out, and praying their continued healing and strength there. Someone else this morning. Yeah. And we thank God for that, because sometimes when that happens, it can be paralyzing, you know. It really can be.
She still has the anxiety pretty bad, but depression seems to have lifted.
Well, let's continue to pray for her then, Katie, this morning. Anybody else? Anyone else? Nobody wants to share. Appreciate your continued prayers for Carla. I figured maybe this might be the last week I have her on the list here. But we're glad that she's doing better. Lynn came through surgery well, and we want to continue praying for her for recovery and strength. For Jody's dad, he's already seen a couple doctors here. He's going to OSU this week, and Jody's taking him on Monday and to confirm and also get second opinion on everything, treatment and all that. So we appreciate your prayers for him. Anyone else then this morning before we go to prayer? All right. Well, you see all the different ones that have been mentioned and heard some of them. And so as she plays this morning, I invite you just to maybe pray for some of those names that may jump out at you. And then I'll come and close us out. Lord, we're just so thankful that we can always come to you. We can always call upon you, and that you are there. We're thankful today, Jesus, that you are with us in this place. You said where two or three gather together in your name, you are there with us in our midst. And we're thankful today. We ask for your presence, your peace, your healing, your forgiveness, your grace, your mercy, your kindness, your unfailing love, that it would flow in our lives today and in this place today and into the lives of those that we lift up today, some that need you very seriously and need your presence in a special way. Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned, God. Thank you so much for what you're doing in Jody. And we ask that your continued healing and strength for her every day. We lift up Barb with this tumor on her spine. God, we know that you are able to touch that and bring wholeness there. And I pray you'll give the doctors wisdom. And we pray for healing there. We lift up John, who's recovering but is experiencing a lot of pain right now. Lord, we ask for your healing touch there. We lift up Betty to you, asking for your continued healing touch there in her. We lift up Vivian to you in the hospital from this fall and is unconscious, God. We just ask, Jesus, that you would walk into that room and speak your word of life to her today. We lift up Helen, God. Lord, we just are so thankful for her, and we just pray for your not only touch upon her, but Jesus, your presence for her right now that I know that she's experiencing. She would be with her. We lift up Donnie Clevenger this morning, God, who's still battling some dizziness but doing better. We just ask for your continued healing and recovery. We lift up Katie today, asking for peace for her today, as only you can give. Lord, we thank you for your continued healing strength in Carla, and we ask that you would continue to do that. And we lift up Lynn to you, God, and ask for your continued healing touch as she's recovering today. And Lord, we ask for Bruce today. God, we just ask for your healing touch upon him, and that you'll just give wisdom and guidance to the doctors as they try to come up with a plan of what they're going to do. And we just pray that faith and encouragement will be there, Lord, in the midst of all of this. Lord, we thank you today as we remember on this Palm and Passion Sunday, as we're coming into the final week, Holy Week, beginning today, we're reminded of what you did for us and how you gave your life. And we're thankful today that we can not only celebrate, but we can also reflect upon and dwell upon and ponder everything that he did, that we might be faithful people also. We continue to lift up our first responders, the medical, the schools, our staff. We're thankful for the vaccines and some of the healing that's going on there across our nation and around our world. We continue to pray for wisdom for our leaders, not only in the United States and here in our each of our states and our communities, but also for around the world, Lord, as they are trying to battle this in various ways. And we continue to pray for peace in our world through all the things that seem to go on and the rhetoric that goes back and forth sometimes. God, we just ask for peace for our world today. And Lord, we're lifting up next Sunday and asking for your special blessing as we gather together to celebrate together the resurrection of our Lord. God, we're thankful and we give you praise for all that you're going to do, and we're grateful today. And Lord, we just continue to ask your blessing upon the rest of this service. As we break the bread of your word, may you just speak to us, encourage us, strengthen us, build faith in our hearts, and challenge us to walk in your ways. And we give you thanks for it all, as we ask it now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, once again, just want to thank everybody for their faithfulness, and we know that God has blessed us in so many different ways, and we've been called to be stewards of what God has blessed us with, and part of that is being able to give, to be a blessing, and to further God's work in our world through His kingdom message. And so thank you today for your faithfulness giving. So as we celebrate together, and we're going to sing our doxology, and then join together for our prayer of dedication. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, let's pray together. We offer ourselves to you, O God, in these gifts of our lives. May they make a practical difference in this world, bringing light and life through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from a different passage that we're going to look at this morning. This is one of our lectionary readings today, but it comes from the Passion side. In the lectionary, it splits into Palm and Passion Sunday, and today I chose to go in the direction of the Passion side, but we're going to be looking at Paul's letter to the Philippians this morning. And we're going to be going with Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 10 there, and you can follow along there this morning. All of you should think this way, which demonstrates the example of the mindset of Christ Jesus, who once shined with the divine glory of God, but did not cling to his divine status with a tight fist. Instead, he willingly made himself nothing, as when one looks upon a common slave. So he took the humble form of a mortal. And just as he was found to be an ordinary human, indeed he lowered himself, becoming subject to the point of death, even death by shameful crucifixion. As a result of this obedience, God lifted him up on high and bestowed upon him a superlative title, such that when all hear the name Jesus, every knee will bow or bend in heaven and on earth and below, and every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord. And all this will bring ultimate glory to God the Father. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. I think I've shared this funny one before, but I thought I would share it again. It was Palm Sunday, and because of a sore throat, 5-year-old Johnny had to stay home from church with a sitter. Well, when the family returned home, they were carrying their palm branches. And the boy asked what they were for. And the family said that the people held these up over Jesus as he rode by and waved them. And the little boy kind of got a frown on his face, and he goes, "Wouldn't you know that on the Sunday that I was missing, he would show up?" This morning, I want to talk to you about down to our level this morning. Down to our level. So I just shared a little bit ago when I was asking what people would, sometimes say to us to try to get the truth out of us. But let me ask, I've already said it, but I'll ask the question that I wanted to ask you this morning. How many of you ever heard or said to someone, level with me? How many of you have ever done that? I think we all have in one way or another. And that saying can mean a couple of things. Most often it means, tell me the truth. What's going on? Level with me. Do these pants fit? Level with me. Now, I know sometimes when our spouse asks us that, or our wives, we may not want to level with them. But you know what? I have always done that. And you may say, wow, you're a brave soul there, Jason. But I have always told my wife when she says, does this look good on me? I've always was honest with her. I said, yeah, that does look good on you. No, that one does not look good on you. And you know what? I have always appreciated that she has always appreciated that I was level with her in those kind of situations. Am I going to get laid off this time around? Level with me. Doc, level with me. What's going on? We say this phrase when we need to know the truth about something that our future could be holding. But sometimes we're afraid to hear the answer. Well, the Apostle Paul in our reading this morning is leveling with those Christ followers at Philippi. Some were thinking better of themselves. If we would have read the verses before that were not part of our lectionary reading this morning, you would get the gist of what Paul's saying here. Some were thinking of themselves as being better than others in the community of faith. Some were thinking that, hey, I'm better because I have more money, or I have more education, or I have more possessions, or I have more power and influence. Sound any different than today? Yeah, we face some of that thing. But here's the thing, in spite of all of those things, that doesn't make anyone better in God's eyes or in the mind of Christ. And just because some don't have a certain level of money, education, possessions, power, or influence doesn't make them lower in God's eyes. That seems to be our way of thinking at times. And Paul counters this thinking that was going on there in the community of faith by reminding the church to think as Christ followers. Think like this. Think in this way. Then you will be living your lives the way Christ's story is shaping us. So, why do you think we ponder Jesus' death and life during Holy Week? And what does it mean to be shaped by all of that? That story coming up this week. What does it mean to have our lives shaped in that way? Well, that's what I want to just spend a few minutes this morning looking at here. And we're going to begin by, first of all, talking about how Christ lived humbly. That's what I want you to see there. Christ lived humbly. He set the example for us. In fact, we are told that, Paul says there, Christ willingly left his glorious status, so that he could become a human being like us, like everyday lives. See, usually as human beings, when we get a hold of some power, if we're all honest, if you've ever had any power in your job or whatever, somebody allowed you to have some authority or power in a situation, or you served on a committee or a team or whatever it may have evolved with, it's hard for us to let go. Why do you think some of our congressmen and senators in Washington are 80 years old, can barely walk into the chambers, and still are doing what they're doing? I can guarantee you that a lot of them, it's not because they are helping our nation. Some of them, they want to hold on to power. Because it's natural for us to want to hold on to the power that we get. But Jesus refused to cling to his shared status with God. He embraced the status, as Paul says, of a slave. And even faced the shame of the cross. But here's the unique thing about that. And this is what's turned upside down for us as we go into Holy Week and think about this. By doing that, Jesus was revealing God's love to the world. A love that expresses itself in self-sacrifice for others. And so not only did he do that willingly, but as a human being, Christ remained faithful to the very end. He freely followed the path laid out before him, even to the bitter end, death by crucifixion. And I don't know if you've ever studied this or done anything about it, but crucifixion was the most demeaning form of Roman execution. It was for slaves, it was for nobodies, but most of all, it was for insurrectionists, those who were against the empire and Caesar's way of doing things. And Jesus faced that and took that upon himself. In that day and age when honor was everything, crucifixion would wipe out a family's honor and a person's reputation. It was, how many of you remember that book, The Scarlet Letter, the story about the Scarlet Letter? It was a Scarlet Letter times 1,000. So usually when somebody was crucified, that's the end of the story. There's nothing else. However, Paul says, God bestows honor on Jesus by raising him from the dead and hyper-elevating. I love that word. It's the English word basically of what the Greek word says there. That Jesus was hyper-elevated. God hyper-elevated him above all others. And because of that, he is above all other names. And listen to this, he is above all other powers. What are you facing today? What seems to be plaguing you today? What seems to be weighing you down? What seems to be overcoming you? Whatever it is, it's not greater than Jesus. I can tell you that this morning. Because Paul says that Jesus now has the name that's above all names and is greater than all powers. In fact, he has the name now, Lord Jesus Christ. And in Paul's day, guess who Lord was reserved for? Caesar, the Roman emperor. Now, what does all that mean for us today? Well, that's what I want us to look at next, and that is Christ lived equally. Now, you might be saying, wait a minute, what do you mean by that, Jason? Well, let's break it down and look at it. First of all, Christ became one of us. A human being, just like you and me. He took no shortcuts. Level with you, level with me. Facing everything we face. You may at times feel like you're all alone in what you're facing, but you're not. Jesus knows what you're going through. And because of that, God knows what we're going through. He knows what we're facing, whatever it be. That's why Paul says, think this way. Think the way Christ did. Because it reminds us that God came to us as we are. God came to us as we are, and that God today comes to us as we are. No matter who we are, You know that little saying that I put up on the PowerPoint? No matter who we are or where we are on life's journey, and then I say something a little bit different, but I want you to know that God comes alongside of us. What are you facing today? What are you going through? God comes alongside of us. God stands with us when we feel alone. God forgives us when we mess up. God forgives us and comforts us when we suffer. God strengthens us when we are weak. And God lifts us when we fall. We may ask, what does the future hold for us? Well, here's the thing. Our future, whatever unexpected blessings or difficulties it may hold, is overshadowed by the God who has cares enough and has come down to our level in Jesus Christ. I'm sure some of you here today love Gaither music. My dad would try to find it on Dish Network when he was still living there, and would try to find, you know, when Bill Gaither was selling all those videos, you remember, that had all the music, and they would show, and it, all those singers would be together and they'd be singing. Well, one of the singers that's in the Gaither vocal band or Gaither vocal group there, they used to be called the Gaither vocal band, now I don't know what they call it now, Guy Penrod wrote a song, some of you are familiar with it, it goes that God came down to my level. He came down to my level when I couldn't get up to His. With an arm, strong arm, He lifted me up to show me what living is. He'll come down to our level if you'll open the door. He wants to make your life worth living. That's what He came for. If God was willing to come down to our level because of Jesus, perhaps it's time we live each day humbly before God and towards others, knowing that God is the one who exalts in due season. Down to our level, thank God. Amen. Amen. Well, let's prepare to close out this morning, and we're going to sing through this chorus. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus. If you'll stand with me, we'll sing it through a couple times as we close out this morning. Join together for our benediction. Go into this holy week with grace and strength.
We ask ever bless on this journey. We will not quit.
Go in peace, people of God. Go ready to proclaim with your lives that Jesus Christ is risen. Amen. Amen.